Broadcasting from the wooden table I use as a desk, this is the Toonami Audience Takeover Bracket. If you're not listening to this live on October 24th, you're probably listening to this on the Adult Swim podcast. Welcome to viewers from the present and the future. In today's round, we're going to cut 32 shows down to 16 based on the Instagram polls at instagram.com/ToonamiBracket and open the next round of voting and figure out who's making it to the end. We're also going to make predictions and we're going to talk about the medium and the art form. I'm Max. You can call in at 708-794-6386 if you have theories and insights. But first, let me welcome today's guests. First off, we have cartoon maker Christy Caracas, creator of Super Jail, Ballmasters 9009, and Matt Harrigan's favorite, Barfat. Also with me is Evan D'Elia, an anime and animation enthusiast, as well as a coworker of mine in our website department who developed an interactive bracket for us to use that we're going to check out several times today. Now, who do you guys think is going to win between My Hero Academia and Space Dandy? The first matchup we're going to spoil just to demonstrate this visual bracket that people on the podcast are going to miss.
I mean, I think it's a tough one. Those are both really big shows. I'm kind of more of a Space Dandy fan personally, but I think My Hero is going to win because I know at work, when we're working on Ballmasters and stuff, like, so many people are big fans of that show. And I actually haven't watched it yet. I've seen clips and the animation looks crazy. That's one is on my watch list. So, but I kind of think My Hero.
Yeah, I think My Hero is probably going to win, even though I'm personally a bigger fan of Space Dandy.
Let's talk to our caller. Hey, caller, we're doing an early reveal of our first matchup, My Hero Academia versus Space Dandy. Who do you think is going to win before we reveal the cool interactive bracket?
I'm going to say My Hero Academia.
Yeah, and why is that?
The balance of power in the East bracket has shifted. One Piece and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood are out. And now that could give Dragon Ball Z the edge if it can beat JoJo's Bizarre Adventure this week. And I will say, pay attention to the Upper West bracket. A Titan's going to fall and a Titan will rise. But which one will Attack on Titan be? Because it's up against Cowboy Bebop.
That is some good insights. We're looking at opposite ends. We're looking at opposite corners of Titans. Cowboy Bebop and Attack on Titan there on the Upper West, and in the Lower East, JoJo's versus Dragon Ball Z OG. But first, let's reveal this bracket. Thanks, Avi, for your chilling insights. Let's take a look. The winner of this first matchup reveal was My Hero Academia with 61% to 39%. Just like we all argued and said would happen.
We're all big brain geniuses, so we knew.
Now, Christy.
Yeah.
I would argue you and I these days have become Toonami adjacent content creators.
Yeah, faux Toonamis.
What does that mean?
What does faux Toonamis mean?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we got anime type shows, but they're not from Japan, true anime, so. You know, I mean, we talk about this a lot. I always wondered, are people going to like embrace it, or are they going to give it shit? So, I mean, Ballmasters got wiped out fast. Wait, you weren't in it? Were you in the?
No, technically, I haven't been on Toonami yet. Technically, also, the building of the bracket was very confusing and strange. Gil had a lot. I don't know if Gil knew what he wanted to do with it, but we also admitted it's not fair or balanced very early on. This is not an official Toonami ranking.
It's funny, though, because Ballmasters is up against Soul Eater, and, like, I've never been a Soul Eater fan. I'm not a fan, and I don't hate it or anything. I just don't really love it, but I know it's a big show. But
it's a big one.
I knew Ballmasters would get knocked. Well, I thought it would get knocked out fast, but I was kind of hoping, like, oh, maybe it'll go up against a not very popular show, but or an unknown show. But, I mean, pretty much everything on this list, pretty much everything I know. And, again, like, I mean, we were talking earlier. I mean, I've been into, you know, this is a Toonami thing. And I've been into anime since like high school, and I'm old. And what's funny is, you know, a lot of the stuff, there's some stuff on, you know, that might not be on here because it was on Toonami, but I just thought it was, I listened to the first one. It was interesting about thinking about like, is it a better show? Is it a more popular show? Or is something just more current, more hot right now? There's so many little things, but I think ultimately people are going to vote on what they like the best, you know?
Well, let's take a step back because we're all slightly different generations. I'm kind of between both of you guys. For you watching anime in high school, Christy, before everyone did it, before it was cool, what were you watching? What was on?
Well, it was funny. I used to go, it was really crazy. I used to go to comic shops. I was into comics. And I remember, like, I think the first thing I saw was this, I'm from New Hampshire. So again, what, you know, it's not like I was from the city or anything. So that's another, you know, maybe if you're in the city, you might be exposed to more people or there's more culture. So more, you know, like if you were near a Chinatown, maybe you'd see like comics or something. But anyways, Viz, you know, remember, I don't know if Viz is even still around. V-I-Z, Viz, they put out like Nausuka or Nausuka. And I would get that. And I would get stuff like, I remember getting like Mai the Psychic Girl and stuff like that. Just whatever was translated, right? But then there was this comic shop like an hour away from my house and they would have like, I don't know. I think we just went there to go to another comic shop because they'd have cooler, weirder stuff. And it was a kind of a bigger shop, but they had bootlegs. So they had tons of stuff just in, you know, imports that were in Japanese. And then they had bootleg, they'd tape VHS off the laser discs and there'd be a list and you could order what you wanted. When you came back in a week, you could pick it up. And they were fanzines with like synopsis. So like I would just get stuff if it sounded cool. Like I would buy VHSs of like a lot of Gundam. I remember getting like Venus Wars, stuff like that, but it was like all in Japanese. So I didn't totally know what was going on. And I just got really into it. So I was into Gundam. It was funny. I actually was digging up a lot of that stuff at home, but I brought some of my old, I mean, these were the kind of stuff I would, oh, I'm going to turn this thing off, like old. Oh, let me turn the filter off. But, you know, like this one, Justy was like these space police, you know, it's kind of, you know, older, but reissues. And this one, Gray, was, I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's like a kind of future war thing. And the books were like I remember ordering, getting these crazy, like just Gundam books that were just like all, like, they're just all the Gundams from like all the different series up to that point. So they'd be like really cool, like, wow. Just like really crazy drawings. Cause you know, I like to draw. So I would draw this stuff and was really into it. Akira, obviously. But anyways, a lot of that stuff wasn't imported yet. So it was like, and a lot of people didn't know, you know, you wouldn't go to school and go, did you watch anime? Well, I don't even think we called it anime. I think we just called it Japanese animation. And then I think when I was in college, I kind of stopped watching. And then I think, what year did Toonami start?
Oh, man, 97?
Yeah, that makes sense because I graduated college in 97. And what's interesting is I think a lot of people were exposed to anime from Toonami. Not everyone, but I think a lot. And I think now I think it's just a standard. Everyone knows what anime is. So I just think it's interesting that there's like a different experience for some of this stuff. Like when I would watch it and see it, I was very like, you know, what is this? I don't even know what this crazy stuff is. It was like so exciting. It was like different. And, you know, I collected Marvel and normal comics and underground comics too, you know, like, but yeah, anyways, it was a really cool, interesting, exciting thing. And then I sort of lost interest and I got older, but then I kind of got back into it. And even doing Ballmasters, I remember during like the third or fourth season of Super Jail, I was starting to hear from the younger people in the crew about and seeing a lot of weirder, cool new anime. Like I remember Kill la Kill was out. And I remember I was always into Yuasa since like Mind Game, but I remember like Ping Pong had come out and a lot, I was like, there's some crazy anime right now that's so amazing that, cause I just had kind of not been paying attention. And then I kind of got really into it again. And that's what kind of led to Ballmasters. And I was like, I kind of want to do it my own version of anime. And yeah, I don't want to take up the whole thing.
But no, that's fine.
Yeah. It was fun though. Like I remember just being, it was just like, you know, it didn't look like anything here. It didn't look the same. And it was crazy. And it was like, you know, it would either be violent or the craziest robots or cool drawings. And it was, but I didn't really know about the stories because, again, they were not – I remember getting Akira. It was 40 bucks, and 40 bucks was a lot more money when I was in high school. And I remember ordering it from a place, and it took like a month. And I remember when I got that tape showing friends, they're like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, it's this crazy movie, Akira. It's so crazy. And then – but, like, Akira was – I think Epic, it was one of Marvel's smaller companies, put it out. I think the Akira U.S. edition was the first – like digitally colored comic or one of them. Cause I remember, even though the black and white ones kind of look, I like them both, but anyways, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was like a whole gateway into this whole other world of crazy stuff. And now you can.
I believe its roots come from imitating Disney style. And then in a lot of ways, it's kind of circled back around into not only imitating, influencing you and I, super directly in the reference points in the storytelling, but you know, a lot of it's huge in the culture. It's huge in, it's kind of in rap culture. It's in all sorts of things.
Well, it's funny. If you ask me like, what really do I think was like the biggest influence on like how I draw and stuff like that. And it's funny. Cause I kind of think it's probably like Katsuhiro Otomo, like the guy who did Akira, and Miyazaki, even though I don't draw like that at all, but that's what I was like so psyched about, like in high school. And you know, when you're a kid, it's like a kid obsessed with playing the guitar or drawing. And that's all you know, I didn't like play sports or go outside. So I would just draw all the time, listen to music, you know, like all the time, just drawing. So it was like this, became this obsession almost, you know, like, but yeah.
What was your weirdest find that was like, whoa, I love this, and it's just stuck with you? It's just a strange find you found.
I mean, it's weird. Sometimes I'm trying to think of some of the weirder ones, because back, you know, this was like late 80s, early 90s, because I think this was probably like between something like 87, 88, or maybe 90. But I remember like there was like, what's really interesting about it was, I guess if you look back and see this too, like in anime, there would be kind of little trends. Like if you look at that area, I mean, I remember, Akira is kind of like its own fucking thing that a lot of stuff will never touch, but like, there was a lot of stuff out, like, you know, like Bubblegum Crisis, or like, there was a lot of like that. Look, I was really into Macross. I was really into that kind of stuff. DeMarco and those guys way know more of this than I do. Like, cause like there'd be trends, like all of a sudden, like, oh, Wicked City and stuff. Like there'd be like this mega violent, almost porn, tentacle porn type of things. And then there'd be a bunch of, oh, I remember, you know what I really liked in high school? Guyver. Remember Guyver? He like has some kind of bio armor and he fights these monsters. People turn into monsters. And also, what's the other one?
We were talking with Steve Bloom. I think he said his first voice acting job was the dub of Guyver.
Yeah, oh, Guyver, wow. I was really into. And Ninja Scroll I was really into.
Yeah.
Because again, when you're in high school too, you're like, it's so violent. It's so crazy.
Violent.
They look crazy too. Yeah. Again, I don't know if these are on I don't even know if these are on this thing. This is just talking about anime. But my point was, when I looked at this list, and I was thinking this because of my age, I was like, there was a lot of stuff I loved that wouldn't, you know, just maybe stuff you didn't broadcast, but I love a lot of this new stuff. I mean, I love Fooly Cooly. I love Space Dandy. I love Yuasa. I love, you know, JoJo's. I love, you know, Attack on Titan. Attack on Titan, though, sometimes I remember really binging it and then being like, God, this is just too depressing. And then you just kind of stop for a while, then you go back to it, you know, but anyways, yeah, like I mean, how'd you guys get into this stuff?
Well, I personally, and then we'll get to you, Evan, I'll go quickly. I have probably one of the most privileged sounding ways. So I grew up in Sonoma, California, which is also where controversial Pixar creator John Lasseter lived. And he was responsible for a lot of Miyazaki movie dubs, like a second renaissance of Miyazaki movie dubs. And because I was in Cub Scouts with his son, my stepdad, who worked at a library, would like bring these movies, be like, yeah, John was talking about this. And like, I remember being like in high school, like, you know, I'd seen some Cowboy Bebop, I'd seen some Dragon Ball Z, but honestly, like, it was kind of cooler kids who were into Dragon Ball Z. I kind of liked it. I kind of knew about Sailor Moon, but it was getting into like Porco Rosso in high school, and then getting into in college some newer stuff like Full Metal and Death Note, and then like rewatching the Yu Yu Hakusho's older, like later 90s stuff like Yu-Gi-Oh's. And I remember, I think I said this in the first episode, my family got a test VHS for Pokemon to see if like it would work in the United States. We had to one of those Nielsen things. I don't even know if it's officially Nielsen, but it was sent to our house because they had children to see what it was like. But I remember specifically like watching Porco Rosso, and or the one time like Jim brought home Totoro when I was really young, and being like, hey, John Lasseter's all about these new movies. And I was like,
you know what else I really liked? I remember liking Pat Labor, and again, I haven't, that's one that's an old one I haven't seen new versions of. And there was this one, did you ever see Venus Wars?
No, I never saw Venus Wars. I seen Pat Labor, but not Venus Wars.
Crazy like tanks on like Venus, I guess, and it was real cool looking. It was fucking cool.
How about you, Evan?
Yeah.
What was your part? Because when were you in high school? Because I'm thinking a lot of our tastes develop around middle school and high school.
Yeah,
right?
Dude. I mean, I don't know if I can even remember exactly what year it was, since time is such like a blur to me now. I think like back in like 2008 was when I was like in like freshman year. Damn. And probably got into anime through Toonami. And then gradually, like, because it was so much more accessible to my generation with like things like Crunchyroll and Kiss Anime, I guess I kind of just like like took off from there. Like a lot of the stuff that's on this bracket, I've probably watched in other places that aren't Toonami. But still, because it was way more accessible, it wasn't like, so I guess a specific thing that got me into anime was just, I was exposed to it more and then was like, oh wow, this is actually cool.
Well, it's crazy thinking about a time when like getting comic books and buying bootleg VHSs turned to a time when I think a lot of American anime fans are pirating. They're pirating a lot.
Yeah,
that was
yeah,
a big
yeah.
part of how we figured it out.
Sure.
I don't even remember what website I watched the like my freshman year of college, which was when you were starting high school. I watched it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where I watched it, but and that was pre-Brotherhood. I don't know.
You know, want to hear two quick things? And plus, we can go over, right? I mean, I can talk about this shit for hours.
Yeah.
Two quick things. When I went home last time, I found, I can't believe I had this. I saved, it was the photocopy list on a dot matrix printer of the titles and the price you could get. And I didn't throw it out, but I got to get that and show you guys sometime because it was really neat. Like, because it's like, you know, well, I guess it's not that neat. And the other thing was I saw people in the chat talking about it. You know, I collected the comic and, you know, if you, how do you say it? Naushka? How do you say Nausuka?
I've always said Nausuka, but that's the way it says in the dub.
That might be like my favorite. It's hard to say what is your favorite, but I love that series. And the comic is much longer than the film.
Yeah.
And I used to collect the comic and the film I couldn't get, but they were talking about, I had that, there was this really shitty version that got put out that was called Warriors of the Wind. And the cover like had art that has nothing to do with it and everything. And I think HBO used to air it. And it was like a really kind of chopped up edit. So then when it finally came out, I don't know if it was when Disney did or now you can just see the version with subtitles or something, you know, it was the real version. But I remember I had that weird Warriors of the Wind version. There were like people on it that weren't in the movie, like, cause you know, it wasn't going to be like a girl. Cause you know, gotta remember it was also a long time ago. So it was like, you know, more like hero type dudes and stuff. It was kind of I bet you can find it online actually, Max.
Whereas the Miyazaki's movie version at least is like, there's two women character leads essentially as the main forces.
Yeah, the pictures are online if you look it up, Max. Or
I'll look it up right now. I'll look it up right now.
Like, sort of makes it look like there's these like other characters and there's like a Pegasus and you're like, what the fuck?
I'm wondering, I kind of want to ask, do you guys think that like the anime style has influenced stuff that's like now coming out of like Cartoon Network and their style of animation that's like, I think now more flat, but more focused on like fluid animation and stuff.
I mean, I think everything's kind of influenced like any action show, like even stuff like, you know, like OKKO or even like a Marvel animation, like something like, I think because the action in anime for me was just so cooler than, and just, it, you know, it seemed more like a live action. I remember thinking when I was first got into it, like, why does this stuff seem so cooler to me? It just seemed much, you know, it just seemed like it was just less, just better. I mean, weird to say better. Things are just different. They don't have to be better or worse. But I just remember they were very cool and they were very, the action was definitely like exciting. And even, you know, again, I still like normal, you know, American stuff or even whatever stuff. But yeah. I remember that was around the time when like, you know, this was around that same time when like the Tim Burton Batman movie was coming out for me. So I remember being like, when I was into comics, stuff like, you know, X-Force or X-Men was coming out, things like that. But I remember thinking, how come in the American stuff, they only focus on like anatomy, but if there was like buildings or a vehicle or even certain things, it was very like not rendered or really designed. Whereas in the anime stuff, you'd be like everything, like a fucking computer keyboard would be drawn really sick. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it was just different, you know? But I think now, like, I think it upped the game to a lot of stuff, probably.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like how Max was saying, you know, it has influenced rap and stuff where like, was
Evan,
just like,
you know a lot about, well, both internet culture and music culture, I would say.
Yeah.
Give us some insights. Yeah.
Well, I was just listening to this one dude, like John Askus, who makes like this like thrash metal type rap. And he like brings up Serial Experiments Lane, which I was like, I had just recently finished, and it's like a great anime.
Wait, what is it called?
Serial Experiments Lane.
And like he used a sample from it that's like they have like there's so many just like iconic quotes from that anime that's like present day, or it, I feel like it applies a lot to, you know, just life in general. It's just like a cool thing. It's like a slice of life kind of thing. And it's just like everything influencing everything else. And now you see stuff like this popping up in music and like punk music, which is like
popular culture, really, because these people probably grew up with it. You know what's funny? Someone in the chat had mentioned like Thundercats, and I remember, you know, like, you know how like in those 80s kids cartoons, like the intro would be animated so fucking badass, but then the show would look kind of crappy.
Yeah.
All that stuff. I remember even the kid being like, these, and I would always look at the credits. I remember being like, these things were animated. You know, they seemed like they were animated in Japan, or like the intros they give the best animators. I remember like the intros for like, you know, Silverhawks, Thundercats, even stuff like Mask, Centurions, like the intros are sick. They look like anime, but they're these other things. And then the regular series, they'd probably throw to the normal, you know, animators or whatever. And that was kind of interesting. Also, you know, I love stuff that was, you know, when I was a really little kid, I didn't really know, but I remember when I was like, I must've been 6 or 8, when I was really young, at like 6 or 7 in the morning, they'd air like stuff like Gatchaman, like Battle of the Planets, they call it here, and like even stuff like Transorz, some of the giant robot stuff, or Star Blazers. And as I got a little older, they kind of stopped because I think no one was into it or whatever. But I remember waking up early because I was like, I really want to see that stuff. Same with stuff like, I remember like Voltron and Robotech, like when they came out, they still seemed new, like Voltron, I was like, what the hell is this? It's so crazy. But
I think though anime is finally, well, maybe not, I don't know, kind of gotten away from the whole mech thing. Now like sports anime is like that's like everyone's trying to make one.
Well, I think its roots are still there. I mean, I think I think like even seeing how much, you guys know I'm a huge Hideo Kojima fan, the guy who made Metal Gear games, but he talks, like, part of the reason he loved Pacific Rim so much is because of the giant mech culture. And Attack on Titan is definitely like a mech further culture. Riff on mech culture.
Yeah.
I'm sure people will keep, like you say, like people always kind of update into their new version. So, I mean, it will be exciting to see what stuff is going to be in like 5 years or 10 years, or what the new weird. It's always cool, that feeling when you see something and it blows your mind. You're just like I remember when I first, like you said, like Attack on Titan, I remember being like, what the fuck is this? It's just so fucking weird. But you're so into it, you know? I don't know.
Guys, I want to start going through these matchups and then having us do predictions together. Just for fun, but this is awesome. I think people actually love the conversation about our relationship to this media being cool, like, you know, punk rock white men, you know, more than just the guessing.
I guess, like, at least just like intellectualizing it in some way, and just like recognizing its influence on popular culture in general, as we are influenced by popular culture.
I think it's neat too, because again, I mean, I say this to a lot of my people, because I'm 45, right? And like when I was a kid, like when I was in high school, I was kind of a nerd. And I remember like Friday, Saturday nights, it'd be me and my nerdy friends. We'd go to Blockbuster, we'd rent the weirdest shit, or we could find, we'd watch zombie movies or horrors or Godzilla. Or I remember there's this one, Inframan. It's sort of like a you know, like Ultraman kind of. But you know, we weren't going on dates or going to parties. We were doing stuff like that. And then if you told me at that age that, like, yeah, when you're like 30 or 40, a zombie show is going to be the hugest show on television, I'd be like, no fucking way. Like, zombies aren't cool. Like, but it's just funny how things have changed. It's, I mean, it's pretty rad, really. But
we're looking at Parasite versus, oh, and you guys love this show. It's probably one of your favorite shows of all time. Parasite. You guys big fans of Parasite?
I love Parasite.
But what do you guys think of Blue Exorcist?
I don't know Blue Exorcist, to be honest.
I don't know Blue Exorcist. I know it's pretty popular. I hope Parasite wins, because I like Parasite. Blue Exorcist, is that like a vampire or zombie thing?
Is it vampire or zombie?
Or is it a vampire and zombie?
Vampire zombie.
It has to do with a kid and his twin brother who are both the sons of Satan. Human womb. So it's kind of like second coming evil shit.
Okay.
But, you know, of course, like, you know, anti-heroes and shit like that.
Okay. I think it's been recommended to me before. I think I would like it, but I haven't seen it, unfortunately. So
it's exorcists, it's demon shit. But yeah, you guys aren't as aware of it. Hey, caller, you're on the line. We're talking about Blue Exorcist versus Parasite. Our panel today, way more familiar with Parasite than Blue Exorcist. What do you think?
I'm also way more familiar with Parasite because it's fantastic.
Well, what do you think is going to win then? Do you think just all of us being more familiar with it make sure that it wins more?
Sometimes I'm seeing some interesting things with these brackets so far that it seems like the shows that are more generally liked, like critically liked, seem to be doing.
Well, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Because I think the Toonami audience in general preferred Parasite over Blue Exorcist, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it certainly had its
plan. Do you think the Toonami audience is different from the Crunchyroll audience, caller?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. I think
I wanted to ask Tim about that last time, and I don't know if it came in, but what do you think the difference is, caller?
Well, I would say there's certain shows that are going to do better on a streaming platform. Like, they've had this conversation about One Piece. This is Sketch, by the way. Nice to call again. And One Piece is a show that you can just binge the crap out of. That's a perfect show for that. But watching it once a week on Toonami, kind of a drag, even for people who love it, like me. And I tuned in every week, but you can only do so much. But obviously there's the sub versus dub thing that some people don't want to wait for the dub, so they're going to go straight to Crunchyroll to watch the sub because it's going to come out faster. So those kinds of audiences, like, they want to keep up with the shows. They want to keep up with the latest episode of Black Clover, Boruto, you know, all of those. Shippuden, while it was still running, definitely was doing really well on Crunchyroll. But that's a show that's kind of transcendent because it has a big enough Toonami audience and a big enough Crunchyroll audience. But some shows, more so, they're going to do better on Crunchyroll just because of people choosing how they can watch them, I think, but also being up to date.
Yeah. Well, the Toonami audience voted on Parasite versus Blue Exorcist. Parasite just seemed like a fun twist on a new action genre, coexisting with your weapon or whatever.
That's right.
A way to say it. And Parasite took it 64-36.
Body horror. I mean, it's a total body horror too, you know?
That's right.
Oh, there's definitely debates about that one.
Yeah. And I think people like, you know, that violence and absurdity. They have fun with it. They have fun seeing the weird shit. And people seem to think that Blue Exorcist ending was kind of disappointing. I don't know. I wonder if I think Parasite's ending was a little disappointing. But I still had fun with it. Well, thanks for calling, Sketch. We're going to our next one, which is Astro Boy. And I don't know which version they're intending for this one to be, because there's many versions of Astro Boy. But, you know, it is a version of Astro Boy against, drumroll please, Black Clover. Now, it's interesting because a lot of shows in this North bracket, we have Blue Exorcist, Black Clover, Black Lagoon, a lot of these color-based shows. You see patterns. What do you guys think
is going to
take
it, though? I've watched an episode here and there of Black Clover. I like it, and I actually like it the same amount that I like Astro Boy. They don't seem to be particularly hard hitters, so I would be curious to see who this goes to.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Astro Boy just because it's such a classic. You know, I remember the other what do you call this? The matchup? What do you call it? Yeah, the other bracket, we'd have that talk about legacy
bracket
shows. I mean, Astro Boy is a legacy animation, but I don't know that a lot of people like it or watch it. And like you said, what series is it? But I mean, I'd vote for it, but I'm old, so maybe it won't. I don't know, but I don't really know Black Clover. I mean, is it good? You guys like it?
Well, Young Falcon says it's Black Clover, and it does take it with 62%.
Wow, that's more than I thought.
Yeah. Some of these are a little surprising. Another one, I don't know if it's really old versus new, but Dr. Stone is very new.
Yeah. I think the next round is where things are really going to heat up.
Yeah.
That's when it's like,
what do you guys think?
The cream of the crop.
Black Lagoon versus Dr. Stone. Which ones do you like more, Evan?
I haven't really watched Dr. Stone. I like Black Lagoon, though.
Well, what do you like about Black Lagoon? Because I'm actually more familiar with Dr. Stone.
Okay. I like that Black Lagoon has like a pace to it, and between action and like dialogue stuff. But it's pretty action packed, so that's why I like it.
Christy, I don't know are you familiar with either of these shows? That's okay. Dr. Stone to me is almost like Minecraft, the TV show, which makes it feel fun. And I like that it's science heavy. So I would be rooting for it. It's like all
Duelist
about like
Goku says Stone probably takes it. I'm interested to see.
Let's take a look.
A lot of people like the newer anime.
71%.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the audience is getting bigger.
The vote is on Instagram. So it's going to be younger people voting.
Yeah. Yeah. Be younger people.
You know, back to something else too. You know what's interesting? When they were talking about the Toonami crowd and what airs on Toonami, it's funny because when you think of Toonami before streaming, it was kind of not your only option, but it was much more of an only option to watch this stuff. And I think it being on Saturday night, I remember thinking it was like, hey, it's Saturday night, you're up late with your friends, you're doing whatever you do, but like, you know, because it's on, you know, super late. Whereas now with streaming, you watch this stuff anytime you want. I mean, I don't know if Toonami gets some stuff first, and that's a something or what, but...
I don't even think so. I think, for instance, Dr. Stone, which Crunchyroll helped produce, I think Crunchyroll got first, even though we're all, like, in the same blanket company. IGPX versus the person who defeated you early on.
I mean, I'm kind of think Soul Eater's... I know Soul Eater's big. I know the show, and I don't not like it. I just... don't really, I'm not into it. That's all what I meant. But I think it'll probably win.
Well, I mean, mechs have not been doing super well in this whole
thing. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it's cool. Like besides something like Evangelion, it seems like something that's almost dated right now.
Yeah. That's what, and Evan was kind of saying that. Well, Soul Eater did take it with 78%, meaning we've got to click on Soul Eater, continuing its devastating reign of destruction ever since Ball Masters.
Now, I mean, would you guys have thought Soul Eater would be this popular?
78 is pretty big. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think it would win by that much. I thought it would make it to what's the next round? Round three?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it would make it there for sure.
Here we're looking at Kill la Kill against Paranoia Agent. It's very sad for me because I think Kill la Kill is more popular, but I'm a huge fan of Paranoia Agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like Kill la Kill better.
You like Kill la Kill better. Now, why do you like it better?
I think it tries to be something different, harder than Paranoia Agent.
Interesting. I think I like Paranoia Agent because I think I like series that aren't too long and can just do, like, I like how there's four episodes in the middle that have almost nothing to do with the main plot. Like, it's on theme. I like that. And I just like the characters a lot. I just happened at Satoshi Kon things. I really like their characters. I don't know, Christy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, you were telling me about Paranoia Agent a while ago, and, Kill la Kill is one of the things, I'm not even joking, totally very responsible for Ballmasters. I mean, when I saw Kill la Kill, I was like, what is this crazy show? This is awesome. Like this, because it's action, but it was done very stylized and there was humor. But it was really over the top. It was just.
Yeah, especially it fits in so well today, even though it's like an older anime.
Yeah,
it fits in so well today with like this like absurdist humor that's like so popular now.
I mean, the one when they're like, racing to get the, I don't know if they were racing to get to school on time or they were racing up. I mean, there's just some episodes where it was super over the top. And I think, but at the same time, again, I hear Paranoid Agent is super weird and cool and only good things. So, but I bet on Kill la Kill, but I'm psyched to see the other one.
It is Kill la Kill with 65%.
These are all around the same percentages. You notice this?
Yeah. We haven't seen any two huge upsets. I think
Paranoia Agent is the Twin Peaks of anime, says the game quarter. Would that make sense, Max?
I don't know. I think almost everything Japanese I think Serial Experiments Lane is more like the Twin Peaks of anime. That show's a little more confusing.
Yeah. I might watch that tonight when this is over in honor of it losing. I will check it out tonight.
You got to check it out. Ergo Proxy, too, is like a little more weirder. Well, here's a tough one, too. Another tough matchup. Fooly Cooly versus crazy. Samurai Champloo. Both really cool shows for very different reasons. Fooly Cooly, one of the only animes Lazo likes. I think he also likes Machu Picchu, though. He told me he watched that a few times.
Yeah.
But he loved Fooly Cooly.
He loved Fooly Cooly. These I really think of as Adult Swim Toonami animes because I think I learned about these two through Adult Swim. So I can see when people associate Toonami or Adult Swim with anime. But both are really cool. You know, they really push animation, both of them. Really crazy sequences and stuff. I'm betting Fooly Cooly, though.
We are broadcasting an Adult Swim stream, so we're reaching a little bit more of an Adult Swim audience than a Toonami audience by bias. So I think for that reason, I think it probably might be Fooly Cooly, because I think Adult Swim fans like Fooly Cooly. Evan, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be Samurai Champloo, just because...
Well, you're a fucking idiot. It lost by 2 votes. 2 votes, though, which is fucking so close. Wrecked.
Yeah, it's very close.
We do have another matchup this time that is even closer than that, which is technically one vote.
Wait, what was that the Fooly Cooly? How much did it win by? 1?
2.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
People in chat are going to explode.
Why does it say 50-50?
Because the percentage is like it's 50 point something, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I could give you the exact numbers, but I'm not going to because I don't want to fill us with decimals.
That close, though. That's pretty crazy.
Here's the bottom east top contender, Dragon Ball Z versus JoJo's. Two heavy hitters of different generations. Arguably, JoJo's a strange reinterpretation of the old, you know, right? It's a long-lasting manga series. Whereas Dragon Ball Z, like one of the biggest breachers to the West of popularizing anime.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think is going to happen?
I don't know, man. I'm more of a JoJo fan, and it's newer, but at the same time, Dragon Ball fans are Dragon Ball. I mean, I've seen they have like Dragon Ball Z sneakers and shit. Like,
yeah,
everyone's got strange studded tracksuits.
They look like they're coming out of like the 90s, like Rhythm Nation or something, like those metal things on the hats and the clothes. It's so cool.
DBZ Wee in chat says memes over nostalgia. Z is moldy cheese. Chat seems to say it's JoJo's, but it's Dragon Ball by 1 vote.
Oh, are you serious?
So it was decided by one old head in the fucking...
One old head. Wow. One moldy cheese, man.
That's the biggest upset, I would say, of the day for me.
Yeah, I'm almost disappointed by that.
I remember, I think we were on either season 1 or season 2 of Ball Master. I remember, because again, I say this because so much of the crew on the show are anime fans. And I remember when that Dragon Ball movie came out a few years ago? I remember like everyone was obsessed. Like, you have to see this. It's crazy. It's insane. I remember thinking like, I didn't know that many people were into Dragon Ball still. And these are like, you know, these are people over the age of 25 or 20, you know, they're in their 20s and stuff, 30s. Very into it. I don't know.
People in chat seem upset though. Even somebody named DBZ Wee says, no, they're upset.
I agree with the chat. I think I'm surprised.
Dude, nah, whatever. I feel like DBZ should win. DBZ should win because it fucking took anime on its back in like, you know.
Well, you guys remember, I mean, Christy probably doesn't remember this, but in Warcraft 3, there were so many custom maps about Dragon Ball Z for years.
Wow. Custom what? Maps?
Like, people would make like custom games in Warcraft 3 you could play online.
Yeah, and DBZ has the video games. I don't think there are any JoJo games.
There is one, at least one fighting JoJo's game.
Wow.
With like all the characters. Bleach versus Mob Psycho 100. I'm huge into Mob Psycho, but Bleach is one of those bigger fighting legacy skills.
It's just I'm not into those shows that are like 900 episodes. Like, I've never finished Naruto, Shippuden, or Boruto. I'm not into that like super And Bleach is one of those.
Well, Bleach to me is kind of, I'm reminded somewhat, I think I said this in an earlier episode, of Yu Yu Hakusho, where it's a show with a premise that intrigues me, but then like I feel like after I've watched Yu Yu all the way through, I don't feel like a lot of those fighting competition shows I want to watch all the way through. Like I've done it. I did one where they fought a lot, and it was just like, you know, I need a twist like JoJo. I need them to like have a stupid twist on why they're fighting for me.
Yeah, like I mean, Bleach, again, like, yeah, so many fans. I'm more of a mob fan, but I think Bleach will probably win, but
You guys ever watch the old OVA of Stardust Crusaders? It's very weird. It does action and music, and it's so interesting looking how someone can take a comic book and interpret it completely differently. Well, the winner is Mob Psycho.
Newer
guy wins with 56% of the vote, which
that's surprises me.
I think a win like that and some of the other surprises we had makes me go like, I don't know who's going to fucking take this.
Yeah.
Our next round, Assassination Classroom versus Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Now, two seasons of Ghost in the Shell were on this bracket for some strange reason, but I feel like this one represents them both at this point. But at the same time, I do think Assassination's Classroom, the Classroom of Assassinations, is more popular and newer. I don't know. It's more fun. It's more colorful and goofy.
I mean, it's definitely more fun, but like, who... who watches anime to have fun?
A lot of people. I think yeah, there is a generational difference. I do think like the shows like Ergo Proxy and even Ghost in the Shell, the ones that are like really cerebral and slow aren't as big now, especially in a Toonami audience. But I don't know. Yeah. What do you guys think?
I think it's going to go to Assassination Classroom.
Yeah, I think so too, because I don't know. I feel like I tried to get into that one and never really got into it and sort of stopped watching. But do you guys like it? Is it good?
I don't think I've got a strong opinion on it. Yeah, it's goofy.
Yeah, it's just goofy.
You know what's funny about Ghost in the Shell is like, back when I was collecting those comics when I was high school, I was really into Appleseed and Masumi Shiro comics, and he made Appleseed. He made Ghost in the Shell, and I always thought Appleseed was so cool. When Ghost in the Shell came out, I know it's such a classic comic, but they kind of just keep remaking it. Some of those, I don't know, they just always seem... I don't not like them, but they never blow me away. Like I'm always like, the comics were so better, and Appleseed was so crazy in action and the design. And I'm always was surprised like they haven't redone that or made a cool version of that. I mean, did you guys read Appleseed or follow it?
I didn't.
Again, maybe the mechs aren't big, but it also had kind of fighting and cops and weird sci-fi. They were very like, I want to say cyberpunk, but they didn't like the animes all look like Blade Runner or something, but the comics looked really wild. Like they kind of did a little more of the normal world in it and stuff. And I don't know.
Well, let's go quickly through these so we can have time. The voting opens at 6, so we're going to finish going through these. Assassination Classroom wins, and then we're going to go through, even if we go over, we're going to go over our predicted brackets together, even if we go over the hour, because the chat wants that. Let's go a little faster then.
Stay on.
DBZ Kai versus Naruto. This one, I think, even though DBZ OG is taking it, do you think Naruto's going to take it? Christy?
Yeah, me too.
It is Naruto with 52-48%, though. That's pretty tight. Well, we could have had multiple Dragon Balls making it forward, which would have been kind of crazy.
Very weird.
Kind of like having Squids and Aqua Teen in the summer bracket of Adult Swim. But Naruto goes forward. Gurren Lagann versus Demon Slayer. I think Demon Slayer is very popular, and it's new, and it's on people's minds. I don't know.
But I love Gurren Lagann.
I'm going to do the reveal. It's 62-38% Demon Slayer. Our next one, One Punch Man versus Dead Man Wonderland. Both men shows about men.
Yeah, but got to be One Punch Man.
One Punch and Mob Psycho are so huge. Why do you think that's resonating with people so much?
I don't know. It feels like almost like it's trying to appeal to American audiences in the way that it subverts like the anime genre.
I think they both two are just like really over the top and animation-wise and visually, and that's what I like about them personally, but...
Well, our predictions are correct. 80%, one of the bigger victories this round for One Punch Man. Promised Neverland, another newer show, but this one, not really an action show, more like...
Oh, did Promised Neverland, didn't it get canceled after one season?
No, there's a second one coming out, as far as I know, yeah.
Cool.
But definitely, that's more of a cerebral Death Note-y type show, you know, about outthinking people.
Yeah.
Hellsing Ultimate, though, however, I mean, people like those vampires.
Yeah,
people
the
like
vamps.
Violence. People like, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't know these too well. It's funny when, you know what I realized during this whole talk is that a lot of these more horror-y vampire kind of ones, I guess I haven't watched or I'm not a fan of those so much, I would say, I guess.
Well, Promised Neverland takes it with 68% to 32% on Helsing, which is also one of our bigger gas, but not the biggest. Let's go to our penultimate
Hunter,
one. Hunter versus Naruto Shippuden.
Hunter for me. I love Hunter. I think it's really good.
Yeah.
The X is silent, and it is Hunter with Nintendo 64%. And lastly, I saved this one for last, Cowboy Bebop versus Attack on Titan, the other two Titans.
I'm guessing Cowboy Bebop, but I love both. But
yeah, it's a hard one, but I think it's got to be Cowboy Bebop.
If Cowboy Bebop takes it, I don't think there are too many here that are like legacy shows winning, but I guess Foolie Cooley, Dragon Ball Z, Cowboy Bebop, Gundam got killed. Yeah. 61% to 39. I thought it would be even closer, honestly.
Me too.
Which is wild. Well,
why are we rushing? Because the new vote starts.
The new vote starts. So let's reveal this new bracket. I'm going to go through one by one and click all the correct ones.
Okay.
Assassinations class. Why do I keep adding an S? It's plural assassinations. Naruto.
S-class.
A Demon Slayer. A Hunter. This little Hunter guy, doesn't he look cute? A Promised Neverland. A One Punch Man. And last but not least, Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Jazz.
Giving us this as our current bracket. If you guys want to vote, go to Instagram.com/ToonamiBracket.
You know, I didn't like One Punch Man season 2, though, I gotta say.
Yeah, I did not like it as much as season 1.
Switched studios, and it wasn't as good, I thought, personally. But
let's start looking at these matchups.
Yeah.
You guys want to start making some predictions?
I think Cowboy Bebop, seeing how strongly it crushed Attack on Titan, I think is going to go really far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I predicted the first week, I think Cowboy Bebop could be the winner, one of the potential winners, in my opinion.
Well,
yeah,
let's
beat One Punch Man for sure. I think.
You think it'll beat One Punch Man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I think so too.
And these are, let's remember, these are Evan and Christy predictions. These are not the official votes yet. Well, then if we say that, what do you guys think between Hunter and Promised Neverland? I think you guys are both going to say Hunter, even though I think I'm a big fan of like detective fucking, you know, shit. I like Great Pretender a lot recently, like scams and outthinking each other. That's my vibe.
Great Pretender, yeah, that was a good one.
I think Hunter, but I don't really know that show that well, and I don't know how big is that other show. Is it big?
I don't know. I didn't think it was as big as it seems to be.
Hmm.
But what do you guys think? I'm going to guess you guys are saying Hunter between that and Promised Neverland.
Yeah, Hunter.
Well, who do you guys think? Do you guys think Cowboy Bebop takes it against Hunter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Cowboy Bebop keeps going until, like, definitely the final two.
Well, we'll see the other matchups as we go on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Demon Slayer versus Naruto. Now, Demon Slayer has the advantage of being new and popular, but Naruto is definitely, like, you know, people know how it ends. They know the parts they like and don't like. They disregard the filler. They know what makes moves them. So I feel like that might give an advantage. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I feel like it's got to be Naruto.
I think that one's going to be close. I actually think it could be the other one just because isn't that movie destroying in Japan right now? Have you heard about this?
No.
Is Demon Hunter the same one that the movie's out, right, in Japan?
Yeah.
I heard it's like their biggest grossing movie. It's really doing crazy in Japan right now.
Let's look. Grossed $44 million its opening weekend. The best three-day opening in Japanese theaters.
Yeah.
History? Top grossing film worldwide for the weekend, despite COVID safety measures.
Whoa.
But I agree with Evan, though. I mean, Naruto's Naruto. I don't know. But Naruto almost seems old to me now. And I'm,
yeah,
because I think of it, I remember it used to be on TV. I think when I was in my 20s or 30s, it was on like the WB or something on Saturday mornings, which means it had to be even older. You know what I'm saying? Like to come out then or whatever.
Well, Water Kirby argues that Toonami was kept alive by Naruto. between 2005 and 2008, and it might be something that audience resonates with.
Yeah.
I really don't know on that one. I think it could be, it's going to be really close, I think, but. Mm-hmm.
Make these predictions a reality. If you're not going to be voting for a president, at least vote for Naruto.
Yeah. Yeah.
Acria Rose Skyheart in the chat says, to be honest, Naruto is a great anime. I like that. Naruto written as Dorito. Naruto. There was also someone else who pointed out that Naruto is kind of the second DBZ for Toonami. And I would say in that vein, could we argue that My Hero is the third DBZ? Is that the... I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my big thing. Mob Psycho or Ass Class? What do you guys say?
I don't care. Did you put Naruto in the next one?
Yes, I did. I don't care, says Evan.
Yeah, I don't care for that one.
I love Mob, so I say Mob, but again, that other show I don't know as well, so maybe it's popular. I don't know.
I do like Mob myself. I'm going to put Mob there for our prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fooly Cooly versus Dragon Ball Z. Could Fooly Cooly destroy Dragon Ball Z? Is that possible? Yes.
But it will probably not happen. I doubt it.
Yeah. Let's put DBZ.
That would be an up. That would be a crazy upset.
Let's
root for Fooly Cooly, but I think Dragon Ball, like you said, its legacy, it inspired so many things.
I'm putting a symbol here that means, whoa, could be an upset.
Yeah.
Is that what that symbol means?
Yeah. The Eye of Sauron.
Kill la Kill versus Soul Eater.
Ooh.
Kill la Kill, but I bet that one's either going to be close and I could see Soul Eater win.
I would say Kill la Kill. Let's say Kill la Kill.
You guys both seem to say Kill la Kill. Dr. Stone versus... Fudge, I always forget what this is. Black Clover.
That's the weird matchup.
Because there's Black Lagoon and Blue Exorcist and Black Clover.
Those seem like ones I think of as big ones.
I think Dr. Stone.
I think I'm surprised at how well Dr. Stone's been doing against like even Sword Art Online and stuff. I wouldn't be surprised to see Dr. Stone go further than I think.
I thought Sword Art Online would have gone further.
I know. That Dr. Stone might have a bigger fan base than we thought. It's these kids who love Minecraft.
I'm going to check out Dr. Stone tonight.
It's all about crafting. I think someone chat on me for saying, don't compare it to Minecraft. I'm like, no, it's awesome.
A lot of people hate Black Clover in the chat.
My Hero Academia probably beats Parasite.
Yeah.
I love Parasite, though. I love that show. Isn't there like a live-action Parasite? I haven't seen it, though.
I avoid the live-action ones. I watched the live-action Fullmetal Alchemist once, and it was...
I like the live-action Death Note, just to see...
The American? The Canadian one or whatever?
The Canadian... Well, the one... Yeah, the Canadian one where it's like the... he has like real feathers, whatever the demon's
Shinigami.
Yeah, Shinigami.
I'm surprised Fullmetal... Alchemist didn't go further also. Well,
Full Metal was defeated early on by JoJo's.
Oh, okay.
Well, what do you guys think?
Two Titans.
Let's go. Naruto versus Mob Psycho. Do you guys think Mob Psycho is popular and new enough, or will it get defeated by Naruto?
Nah. Defeated by Naruto.
I agree.
Dragon Ball Z versus Kill la Kill. I think we both agree it's probably DBZ.
Yeah, DBZ.
Yeah. With the upset symbol. Dr. Stone versus My Hero Academia.
Yeah.
My Hero.
And these are, honestly, these are all the...
Go either way, though. It really could.
The biggest upset is, it's the same thing in the South bracket in the Adult Swim Challenge. Squidbillies wasn't the heavy hitter in the South bracket, I don't think. Or was it? I don't remember. But Bleach was our heavy hitter in this bracket, and it has been defeated by Naruto. But the other the other corners are all heavy hitters. Naruto versus Dragon Ball Z versus My Hero Academia versus Cowboy Bebop. Of those four, who do you think takes it?
A lot of people in the chat, this is boring. I'm curious what they expected or what they...
Life Virus says it's a boring matchup, but then, they expected something more exciting. But the thing is, the popular guys win. It's just like high school again.
I know people love like Dragon Ball, and I don't not like it. Yeah, I guess I don't know. It's weird. You know what? The Adult Swim show was a lot like this too, though. Like there were shows that I was sort of surprised that, how do I say it, like to me, like this one is clearly the best one or whatever.
Well, hopefully some of the people start getting interested in new shows. Like Christy's gonna check out Paranoia Agent more. Well, guys, I want to thank you for being here, looking at these and talking with me, and I hope you had a good time.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Well, join us live on Tuesday at 5 p.m. to see what happens on the AdultSwim.com or on the app. On the AdultSwim.com, we're going to see what happens next. Start voting right now at the Toonami Bracket Instagram page. Also, if you want to hear this again, you can either check the replay on our website or listen to the podcast. It'll be slightly trimmed. It's the Adult Swim Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And email us at AdultSwimPodcast@gmail.com. Hopefully you guys had a fun time watching this show. My name's Maxime Simonet, and I'm 31 years old.